Father, I ask that your word would minister to our spirits this morning as we focus on your word. I thank you that we have access to it, that it can mold and shape our lives into the people you created us to be. Father, I ask that this time would be well spent in you being able to reveal yourself to us. Help us to understand your character and recognize that you have a plan for our lives and that we will prevail when we choose to follow you. Use this time effectively for creating in us the people you would have us be. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. How do we learn to trust the faithfulness of God? We begin by turning to God's Word. Many places in Scripture extol the faithfulness of God. Lamentations 3, 22 and 23 says, "Because of the Lord's great faithfulness, we are not consumed. For his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." So, what is faithfulness? The Hebrew word translated faithfulness means steadfastness, firmness, or fidelity. The opposite of being faithful is to be ever-changing. Psalm 119, 89 and 90 says, "Your word, Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Your faithfulness continues through all generations." In this verse, faithfulness is equated with God's word. God speaks never-ending truth. If God spoke something 1,000 years ago, it stands true to this day. He is faithful to his word because his word is an expression of his character. He does not change. Malachi 3:6 states, "I, the Lord, do not change." We learn to trust the character of a person by getting to know them. Think about it. We would never entrust our bank account to a stranger we've never had any experience with, that we met in the line at the supermarket. We don't know someone or their character until we have spent time with them. Before we know God, I believe we may be afraid to trust him. We don't know who he is or what he may do. We learn to trust God by getting to know his character. Here are some ways we can get to know him. Studying his word, the Bible. Understand this, getting to know him is more than just reading about him. How about looking back through your life and noting when you saw his hand working in your life? That is considered remembering. Learning to follow his voice, I think, is key. Hearing his still small voice is monumental. That means we're to be listening. All of these are time well spent: studying, remembering, and listening. When we study God's word, a pattern begins to be revealed. We learn that God never changes. He never lies. Numbers 23:19 says, "God is not human that he should lie, not a human being that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill?" God's word also says in 1 Samuel 15:29, "He who is the glory of Israel does not lie or change his mind, for he is not a human being that he should change his mind." We learn throughout Scripture that God has never failed in the past. Isaiah 51:6 tells us, "Lift up your eyes to the heavens. Look at the earth beneath. The heavens will vanish like smoke. The earth will wear out like a garment, and its inhabitants die like flies. But my salvation will last forever. My righteousness will never fail." He was always true to his word as he worked in the lives of the people in the Old Testament. When he said he would do something, he was faithful and did it. Numbers 11:23 supports this. The Lord answered Moses, "Is the Lord's arm too short? Now you will see whether or not what I say will come true for you." Also in Matthew 24:35, we see, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away." When we begin to build our trust upon his proven character, we can trust that God will be true to himself. He will never stop acting like God. He'll never cease being sovereign, holy, or good. We must fight the good fight and stand on our convictions, that which we say we believe. In 1 Timothy 6:12 through 16, we find, "Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. In the sight of God, who gives life to everything, and of Christ Jesus, who, while testifying before Pontius Pilate, made the good confession, I charge you to keep this command without spot or blame until the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ, which God will bring about in his own time. God, the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and Lord of lords." We can take this step one step further, reading 1 Peter 1:13-16. "Therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance, but just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, 'Be holy because I am holy.'" Are you taking hold of the truth found in God's word? As we seek the Lord with all of our heart, we learn of his faithfulness through our own life experience, that he has never failed or let us down. One command God often gave the Israelites was, "Remember." Deuteronomy 8:1-4 reads, "Be careful to follow every command I'm giving you today, so that you may live and increase, and may enter and possess the land the Lord promised on oath to your ancestors. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the wilderness these 40 years to humble and test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. He humbled you, causing you to hunger, and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your ancestors had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord." Isaiah 46:9 says, "Remember the former things, those of long ago. I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me." When these people remembered all God had done for them, they could confidently trust him with their future needs. As we take hold of the truth found in God's word, we need to intentionally remember all the ways God has provided for us and delivered us in the past. Keeping a prayer journal can help with this. When we remember the way God has answered our prayers, it equips us to continue asking and expecting answers. When we come to him in prayer, we know that he always hears us. Listen to what the psalmist tells us in chapter 34:15. "The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry." 1 John 5:14-15 goes on to say, "This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask of him. He provides what we need." Paul tells us in Philippians 4:19, "My God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus." And we will always make everything work together for our good when we trust him with it. Did you get that? He will always make everything work together for good when we trust him. Romans 8:28 reminds us of this truth. "We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." We learn to trust God's future faithfulness by remembering. remembering his faithfulness in the past. In the margin of my Bible are all types of prayers, statements, and comments I have made through the past to the Lord. To this day, I see how he's been working in my life. Keeping a journal works. We can also learn to trust him by learning to distinguish his voice from the others that compete for our attention. When we're listening for God's voice, how can we know that he's the one speaking? Well, first of all, we have something that the people of the Old Testament did not. We have the complete Bible, the inspired Word of God to read, study, and meditate on. In 2 Timothy 3:16, we're told that all Scripture is God-breathed, and it's useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that, listen, the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. When we have a question about a certain topic or a decision in our lives, we should take time to see what the Bible has to say about it. God will never lead us contrary to what he has taught in his word. Titus 2:1 says, "Teach what is appropriate to sound doctrine." To hear the voice of God, we must belong to God. Jesus said in John 10:27, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me." We who belong to Jesus need to cultivate the ability to hear him. He speaks primarily through his word, but he can also speak through other people, through circumstances, through the inner conviction of the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:16 verifies that the Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. How often, as we carefully read and meditate upon Scripture, do we experience the Holy Spirit bringing to our attention a verse or a passage that helps us understand it and apply it to whatever situation we may be going through? What the Spirit shows us in God's Word is to be taken by faith as a message from God himself. We build our trust in him by owning his promises and applying them to our lives. There's no doubt that God loves for us to demonstrate faith. Take time this week to read Hebrews 11. Faith is trusting the character of God before we see how he's going to work things out. He's given us his word, and his promises still stand as we see the way he brings his promises to fulfillment. Our trust in him and in his faithfulness grows, just as our trust in other people grows with daily interaction. Our trust in God grows the same way, but we need to be with him daily. We trust him when we know him. And to know him is to trust him. When we know him, we can confidently rest in his faithfulness, goodness, kindness, patience, peace, joy, and love. Even when we don't understand the circumstances that we may be going through that seem to contradict all of these. As a true follower of Christ, we're to trust that God's plan for us is best and will prevail. Our God is faithful, trustworthy, and worthy of all praise, honor, and glory, no matter what comes our way. We are to be walking by faith and trusting his faithfulness. Father, I ask that you would give us faith, that we would trust you, that we know that you have a plan for us, and that your plan is best. God, help us to stand on the truth of your word and apply it to our lives every day, today, tomorrow, until you come again or call us home. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.